With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.
I said the grass is greener on the other side. Somewhere there's a bluer sky. I won't stop running till I'm satisfied. And if wishes were horses, I would ride, ride, ride.
Two-time Grammy nominee and two-time winner of the International Bluegrass Music Association's Female Vocalist of the Year Award, Claire Lynch will perform a special Bluegrass Monday concert this Monday night at 7 o'clock at the Collins Theater in downtown Paragould, Arkansas.
Jealousy, oh jealousy, what a day. Chains around my heart, how will I break free? Oh, jealousy.
Unlike many bluegrass musicians who grew up surrounded by this style of music, Claire's first exposure to it came when she had already graduated from high school.
I was at a spring festival on the campus of the University of Alabama in Huntsville, and the McLean family band was standing on the sidewalk doing the teaser for a concert they were about to do in the performing hall right there. And I just was, you know, smitten with bluegrass music. They were, of course, a very energetic, very outreaching sort of a band. And I sat right down on the ground, dropped my jaw, and said, phew, amazing.
Sweetheart.
Bluegrass is sort of like a great big family, and it's folk music, music of the people, you know. It just seemed very palatable to me. And also, I was young and trying to leave the nest, you know, for my parents. I thought, wow, if I get involved in this music, my parents will actually approve.
God, won't you send me away to the hills of
In the 1970s and 80s, Claire was the lead vocalist for the very successful Front Porch String Band. As they were a new generation of musicians discovering bluegrass, they played it in a style that was different from the older groups who were touring and performing in that same era.
We just got out there and played, and we were creative, and although we loved the traditional bluegrass and had great admiration for it, we just weren't that generation. You know, we were a product of our environment, and that was the pop world. So we were creating a sort of a new, you know, the newer grass kind of a sound back then. And, you know, I guess it's a lot of kids and people our age associated with it. And so we were able to get gigs and eventually got heard by people of stature and importance. And with connections, so we had some people who were talking us up.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from sunny California to the icebound Labrador, she's mighty tall and handsome. The bow's accommodation on the Wabash Cannonball.
Claire's resume extends far beyond the Front Porch String Band. In the 1990s, she became a solo performer and later founded the Claire Lynch Band. She also found success as a songwriter, having her melodies recorded by Patti Loveless, Kathy Mattea, Valerie Smith, and The Seldom Seen, to name a few. Claire also became an in-demand harmony vocalist. She reflected on the opportunities she's had to sing with people like Pam Tillis, Ralph Stanley, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and in particular, on tour with Dolly Parton.
Well, it's been like the chance of a lifetime for me, you know, because I admired their music so much and actually, you know, in my younger years emulated them more than I should have. but they were, whether they knew it or not, mentors for me. Getting to sing, I was just so funny. Last night I pulled out some old video cassettes and was watching some of my performances with Dolly on television. So we had like recordings of us doing the Grammys and Regis and Kathy and Today Show. But this probably one of the biggest honors of my life, you know, was standing next to Dolly Parton and singing a harmony on Coat of Many Colors. Just a beautiful thing, and it looked great on the resume.
Silver and gold, strong.
You need to almost be an actor when you sing. It's good to, you know, include your own emotions in the song. I think that there are different nuances to singing that can be used to give color and flavor to the singing so that it has, I mean, you can get very technical with it and yet use it as like an artist would maybe use a brush and put different shades, and maybe if you're doing watercolor, you know, water it down a little more for here and there and make it thick other places.
The day that Lester died, I hung my head and cried. Tears for the man and the sound from days gone by. Songs will live on.
Clara described the diversity of music one could expect to hear at a concert by the Claire Lynch Band.
They will see some really great singing and playing. They'll see bluegrass done traditionally. They'll see sort of folk country kind of songs. They'll see, they'll hear swing music. We do some old time. So we really do mix it up to where folks don't get too bored. We do dancing, and, you know, we're sort of like a little variety show.
This must be love. What else could it be? This must be love. Thank God above it's happened to me. Just when I thought there was no one under heaven above.
Two-time International Bluegrass Music Association Female Vocalist of the Year and two-time Grammy nominee Claire Lynch and her band will perform this Monday night at a special Bluegrass Monday. The concert is on the second Monday of the month in May because of the Memorial Day weekend falling on our usual fourth Monday night. So the concert is this Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Collins Theater, 120 West Emerson Street in downtown Paragould, Arkansas. The doors open at 6. Seating is first come, first served. KASU is also in partnership with Terry's Cafe, located one block to the east of the Collins Theater. Terry's provides a place for bluegrass music fans to gather prior to our Bluegrass Monday concerts, and they also serve a country-style buffet. Bluegrass Mondays are sponsored by Backbeat Music, the Posey Peddler, the Northeast Arkansas Bluegrass Association, the businesses of Main Street Paragould, and the Hollis Bee Company. There is no admission fee or ticket price, but KASU does literally pass the hat through the crowd, collecting money to pay our performers. The suggested donation is only $5 per person. More information about Bluegrass Monday is on our Facebook page. Search for Bluegrass Monday on Facebook, click the like button, and there you can see links to bands' websites and videos of upcoming performers at Bluegrass Monday, including the Claire Lynch Band. With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.
Because love may be gone but never forgotten, his memory won't leave you alone, and the train may be long gone from the station, but